Taking a look first at your news for the hour. As part of the annual reorganization of school districts, Board of Educations are deciding on the positions of their board members. During the Huron County Intermediate School District's reorganization of their board, Ryan Kramer was selected as president. Janice Holtz will be the vice president. The executive secretary, Carl Rogenbuck. The treasurer, Gary Osminski. The trustee will be Tammy Shav, and the assistant secretary is Superintendent Joseph Candela. The ISD will also be offering a new secondary English language arts workshop program for teachers that are designed to support, inspire, and equip the staff with their new skills for the 2026 through 2027 academic year. The sessions will be from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. once a month on Thursdays from October through May. And another news for today. During the rescheduled Caseville City meeting on Monday, council members approved two requests to make donations and denied some promotional requests. The council approved donating $1,000 to the Caseville Historical Society and approved a $3,000 donation to the Caseville Chamber of Commerce to help with the cost of the Independence Day Festival fireworks. During the meeting, requests from two area businesses were reviewed regarding wanting to place banners and notices during the Cheeseburger Festival about their businesses. The requests were not supported during the meeting, so no action was taken on them, explained City Manager Jamie Learman. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
One in five kids in America faces hunger. And when you feed a kid who faces hunger, you're doing more than filling an empty stomach. You're feeding the chance to learn, grow, shine. You're feeding the American dream. For the first time, the leading anti-hunger organizations are coming together. Not to fight hunger, but to end it. NourishTheAmericanDream.org, powered by Nourishing Neighbors. Join us today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. One of the steps in the recall process has been taken by two Sanilac County Watertown Township Board of Trustee members who have been targeted for recall. Clerk Tammy Ross and Trustee Jason Radloff have each filed an appeal with the Sanilac County Circuit Court regarding the reasons listed for their proposed recall that were approved by the Sanilac County Election Commission. A court date for their appeal has not yet been set. The petition for the recall of Ross and Radloff was filed by Township Treasurer Sheila Coates, who is also being targeted for recall. During an appeal, a judge only determines the clarity of the wording and the factuality of the language on a petition. Circuit Judge Timothy Rathel denied Coates' appeal in the recall petition filed against her by Township resident Ernest Kunemnaker. If the judge denies the appeal of Ross and Radloff, the recall process will move forward. The next step would be collecting the required 159 signatures of residents who are valid and registered voters. The wording of the recalls for Ross, Radloff, and Coates each listed that they should be recalled for failure to perform duties of their office. And another news for today. The Lake Township Board of Trustees approved a moratorium on the development of data centers during this week's meeting. The moratorium is for 6 months to give the board time to do research on the impact that a data center can have on the environment, public safety, and water supplies. The vote for a moratorium was unanimous and started immediately, stopping all permits and licenses for data center development. Concerns regarding data centers continue to grow as more information is required about massive centers being proposed throughout the United States. The moratorium period extends into 2027. During that time, the board can do research, develop new ordinances, or make changes to its zoning ordinances. Fighting their development is an uphill battle because the state took away some local control and gave control of green energy development to the Public Service Commission, but local municipalities can enact some limitations, such as setbacks. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, July 22nd of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.